The following is a home program given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on October 7th, 2009, in Šiauliai, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaita Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, we have gotten this very rare human form of life after transmigrating through so many millions of species.
Taigi dabar mes gavom tokią labai retą galimybę žmogaus kūnas ir tiek daug transmigravimo visokių kūnų.
So, the most important thing in our human life is if we utilize it to become self-reliant.
Taigi pats svarbiausias, pati svarbiausia mūsų dėsis šio žmogaus formoje yra suvokti save.
As it is stated in the Vedanta Sutra,
kaip yra pasakyta Vedanta Sutra,
Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you've got this human life, you must utilize it to inquire about the Absolute Truth.
Dabar jūs gavot šitą žmogaus kūną, ir jūs turite dabar jį panaudoti, kad suprasti absoliučią tiesą.
The difficulty is, instead of inquiring about the Absolute Truth, we are inquiring about sense gratification.
Problema tame, kad vietoj to, kad mes klausytume apie absoliučią tiesą, mes klausime apie juslių tenkinimą.
This means we have a false understanding of the self.
Ir tai reiškia, kad mes turime blogą supratimą apie save.
We are taking the body to be the self.
Mes priimame kūną, kad tai yra mes.
Instead of understanding this body is simply a garment, a covering of the actual self.
Ir iš tiesų, kūnas yra tik tais mūsų tikrojo aš uždangalas, apvalkalas.
We are foolishly taking this body to be the very self.
Mes kvailai priėmėme, kad kūnas yra tai mes.
Therefore we spend all of our energy for this body.
Ir dėl to mes visą savo energiją išeikvojame vien dėl kūno.
But I ask you, is that a very intelligent thing to do?
Bet aš galiu paklausti, ar tai iš tikrųjų yra labai protingas.
How long will your body last?
Kiek jūsų kūnas tai gyvos?
100 years?
50
years.
15.
Can be finished at any minute.
Tai gali kiekvieną akimirką pasibaigti.
But you will not be finished.
Bet jūs tai nebūsit.
But your body will be finished at any minute. That is the law of nature.
Bet jūsų kūnas gali bet kurią akimirką sugriūti. Tai yra.
Do we have any guarantee we'll live even for one more day?
Ar mes turim garantiją, kad mes gyvensim nors vieną dieną dar?
We have no guarantee.
Neturim jokios garantijos.
Therefore, instead of putting all of our energy into this temporary body,
dėl to, vietoj to, kad mes įpojame visą savo energiją kūnui,
we should put our energy into awakening the divine consciousness within.
Mes turime panaudoti savo energiją, kad atkurti savo dvasišką.
Did you know the whole world is suffering because of this?
Ir dėl to visas pasaulis kenčia.
This basic mistaken identity of bodily consciousness is the root cause of all the problems of the whole world.
Šitas paprastas tapatinimas savęs kūnu yra faktinis viso to pagrindė.
If this problem can be solved,
ir jeigu šita problema būtų išspręsta,
if people can become free of identifying with this blood and flesh,
ir žmonės būtų laisvi nuo to savęs tapatinimo su krauju,
and realize that they are eternal spirit souls, qualitatively one with God.
Ir suprastu, kad jie yra tapatus Dievui.
Then all the problems of the world will be solved.
Visos problemos būtų išspręstos.
Your problems will be solved.
Jūsų problemos būtų išspręstos.
My problems will be solved.
Mano problema.
Everyone's problems will be solved.
Kiekvieno.
All we have to do is come off of this bodily platform.
Tik tais mums reikia išeiti iš kūniškos sampratos.
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has introduced this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world.
Dėl to visame pasaulyje Prabhupada pristatė Krishna sąmonę.
So that people can become free from the suffering condition.
Kad žmonės galėtų išsilaisvinti iš kenčiančios būsenos.
So that people can become happy.
Kad žmonės galėtų tapti laimingi.
Why suffer unnecessarily?
Kodėl be reikalo kentėti?
You are not meant to suffer.
Jūs nesat skirtas kentėjimui.
You're meant to always be jolly and happy.
Yra skirti jūs būti visą laiką laimingi ir patenkinti.
Therefore, there is no greater welfare work than this Krishna consciousness movement.
Ir dėl to nėra kito geresnio kelio kaip Krishna.
It is the real welfare work for the human society.
Tai iš tikrųjų pats geriausias kelias visai žmonijai.
So we appreciate very much how you so nicely received us here.
Ir mes labai dėkojame, kad taip mielai mus priėmėt.
What is the name of your city again?
Šiauliai.
Šiauliai? We're very happily feeling at home here in Šiauliai.
Mes labai laimingi ir jaučiamės kaip namie Šiauliuose.
Because you've so nicely received us with flowers up the stairwell, that was very nice.
Labai gražiai mus priėmėt, jiems su gėlėm laiptinėje.
The flowers led right to the door. We knew how to get to the apartment. Just follow the flowers.
There buvo iki pat durų visas gėlės ir žinojom, kaip ateiti iki su.
And the Vishalam was first class.
Prasadas buvo pirmos rūšės.
Who prepared the Vishalam?
Kas gamino prasadą?
Yes, it is very, very nice Vishalam. Oh, so wonderful. Maharaji and I both enjoyed every prep we enjoyed very much.
Kiekvieną patiekalą labai mes
So I can ask now if you all have any questions.
Dabar noriu paklausti, ar yra kokių dar klausimų.
Klausimas, kaip reikia man dabar suprasti, kaip prieš metus kažkada Bhaktas Arūnas pasakė, kad galima pasikviesti mokytoją, man buvo čia nerealus dalykas, kad čia neįsivaizdavau, o praėjo metai kažkaip savaime ir įvyko tas įvykis, netgi per vieną dieną, netgi neplanuota ir nieko, tai čia matyt, dėl ko čia taip
galėjo. Before 1 year, one devotee from Kaunas, Arūnas, told that you can invite your spiritual master at home. And now, after 1 year, it's like unreal thing happened. During one day, she got opportunity to invite spiritual master, and she wasn't prepared, and so, like, what, how to explain this? So it's like mercy or something.
That was a very nice suggestion of Arūnas.
Tai buvo labai nuostabus pasiūlymas iš Arūnas.
Where is Arūnas now?
India.
Kur Arūnas dabar?
In India?
He's getting ready for
initiation.
Huh? He's in India.
In India,
He's getting ready for initiation.
Getting ready for initiation?
Ruošiasi
initiacijai. I hear that he's going to get first and second both together.
Iškart girdėjau, matočiai, kad gaus iškart dvi netiesą.
I heard it.
Girdėjau.
You already got it?
No.
Hmm. Third also or just first and second?
First and second.
Oh, okay. Third initiation is sannyasa.
Trečia iniciacija iš tikrųjų sannyasa.
He may not be ready for that yet.
Huh?
He may not be ready for that.
Any other question? Or any question? All questions are already answered then. Everyone has food. All right, here we go. Okay.
Žmogus, jeigu praktikuoja Krišno sąmonę, ir automatiškai iškyla sunkumai kažkokie, buitiniai sunkumai, darbės sunkumai, ta aplinka. Kaip tai reikėtų į tai žiūrėti? Ar tai kaip Krišnos plano, kad mes sakykim, baktas ugdytų atitinkamas savybės, ar ne? Ar čia kaip žiūrėti, kaip savo tą blogą karmą? Kaip reikėtų į tai žiūrėti? Ir ta kas, kad su kokiu mentalu įveikti visą tai.
We have problems like at home problems, at work problems, and surrounding, and how should we look at this, like Krishna's mercy or bad karma, and how to defeat it, all difficulties.
Whatever difficulties you're going through in this world, they are all the mercy of Krishna.
Iš tikrųjų, kokie tik sunkumai be aplankomus, iš tikrųjų yra Krishna's malonė.
Because we're so attached to sense gratification. Krishna makes it difficult for us to be happy in the midst of this sense gratification.
Krishna mums padeda išlipti nelaimingai.
So we can wake up and realize, why am I so attached to this so-called enjoyment? It's actually a source of misery. So all the suffering in the material world is actually the mercy of Krishna. To help us get free from the false enjoyment of bodily consciousness.
Kad galėtume mes ištrūkti iš kūniškos sampratos.
So there's no reason to be unhappy now. Even when unhappiness comes, you can be happy. Just see how Krishna is blessing me with misery. To help me get free from the false so-called enjoyment of material consciousness. Any other questions?
Dar klausimų?
We understand theoretically that we are not this body, but then sometimes we have to look for a health and so on, and we'll sometimes become contaminated by this idea that we are this body. So how to take care of this body and at the same time...
You have to see it just like somebody has an automobile, you see.
Translation?
Aš paklausiu, kad jeigu reikia, nors ir žinom teoriškai, kad nesam kūnės, bet reikia rūpintis ir kaip besirūpinant juo, neprarast to supratimo, kad nesi tas kūnas.
They have to take care of the automobile.
Ir mes turime rūpinti savo automobiliu.
They have to put gas in it.
Turime pilti degalus.
They have to put oil in it.
Tepalus.
Put air in the tires.
Padengas oro.
Does that mean that they are the automobile? No. Just because you realize that you're not your body means you should. That doesn't mean you should neglect your body. You're not your automobile. So a man is not his automobile, is he? No, of course he's not his automobile. But that doesn't mean he should neglect it. You must take very good care of this automobile. Just like I've been told that Damodar is taking care of the automobile right now, you see, the van. You think Damodar thinks that he is that van? But yet he's taking very good care.
Bet jis vis dėlto rūpinasi.
Because he is using it to serve his spiritual master.
Nes jis ją naudoja, kad tarnauti mokytojui savo dvasiai.
So if you will see your body as the property of your spiritual master.
Ir jeigu žiūrėsi kūną savo kaip į dvasinio mokytojo.
And savybė. You will utilize that body in the service of your spiritual master.
Panaudosi savo dvasinio mokytojo tarnystę.
Then you must keep that body also in good shape for serving your spiritual master. So whatever activities you may need to do for bodily maintenance, eating, sleeping, etc. They become transformed into Guru Seva also. And there's no contradiction. Any other question? So that's it?
So maybe my mother could appear for now. About her now.
Jaučiu jau kažkokį norą, ne kažkokį, bet tikrą norą, kad jau laikas atėjo.
My mother want to ask that she feels that she have a strong feeling that to accept you as Gurudev, like spiritual master.
Yeah.
She would like to have
the pranam mantra. Yeah, and...
Kada
and when it would be possible.
Well, what is the policy here in Lithuania? How do they do that?
Kokia čia politika Lietuvoje?
Who is the Namahat leader here?
Kas yra Namahatos lyderis?
Is there a Namahat yet?
Ar yra čia kažkas Namahatos?
Any initiated devotees here?
Yra čia inicijuoti?
You're initiated. So, are you doing regular Namahat programs here?
Čia jūs darot reguliarias Namahatas?
Namahatas
going on here.
No. Here they're having.
No, here.
The best thing is we consult with the leaders in Kaunas. How to handle this, so we in harmony.
Last time, for him, Radharani recommended, right? Yeah.
So Radharani is also preaching here?
I don't know, Radharani.
She knew him.
Yeah.
Radharani, čia taip pat dabar pamokslauja.
Why don't you call Harikata and ask him, tell her that the that his mother wants pranam mantra, how does this be handled? How long has she been chanting?
Kiek laiko kartoji mantrą?
Kaip tada buvo pastoj reguliariai 16 kartų, kai buvo paskutinį kartą.
From
susitikė ir labai mane įkvėpė.
From last time when you was here, she steadily 16 rounds.
Last six months.
About, yes, yeah, 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We want to be in harmony with the local system.
So
the local system, GVC system, is that Namahat leader can recommend.
If they're recognized as an official Namahat,
yeah,
by the leaders here, that we have to see.
But Radharani was not a recognized leader, but she recommended him.
It's good that it doesn't hurt to talk with her, I can tell. It really doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you don't want to upset the devotees. Do things where they think you're acting independently.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's a system that Namahata can do it.
So any other questions?
Dar yra kokių klausimų?
Okay, well we thank you all very much.
Good. Talk to you.